President Hichilema calls for end to child marriages in Africa. Government warns against illegal tailings mining on Copper Belt. And in international news, UK will deploy fleet of warships and fighter jets to Arctic, Stammer announces.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has called for an end to millions of child marriages and amendment of laws in Zambia and Africa to protect the girl child. Speaking during the launch of the 2025 African Union Champions Report on Ending Child Marriage and the Spotlight Initiative Africa Regional Program in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, President Hichilema has expressed concern that little action is being taken on the globe to end child marriage. The president, who addressed the meeting in his capacity as AU champion on ending child marriage, has called for more funding and resource allocation towards initiatives aimed at ending child marriage. The head of state has called for strengthened laws in Zambia and the continent, single identity card from birth to ensure accurate age determination to address child marriage matters. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has discouraged romantic relationships between workmates, especially supervisors and subordinates, which he believes is an abuse of authority.
Today we launch Champions Report and Spotlight Initiative Africa 2. This is not just a report, this is a call to action to make a difference to their lives, the careers, education, the lives. The challenge, as I've said, really we face. Child marriage remains severe, a severe human rights violation, affecting millions of our children on this continent and outside of Africa. In as much as we want to protect the weak in society, if we have no resource envelope to do that, because we're not investing.
Government has expressed concern over the growing number of people on the Copper Belt digging along water bodies in search of mine tailings, warning that the practice poses a serious environmental risk. In an interview, Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Imposha has described the trend as alarming, noting that it could lead to significant pollution of rivers and other water sources. Mr. Imposha has explained that residues from mining operations contain harmful substances that can contaminate water if not properly managed. He has attributed the increase in the practice to the depletion of the Black Mountain in Kitwe, which had previously provided mineral residues for small-scale miners and informal traders.
Exhausting or the finishing of the Black Mountains, people on the Copper Belt, some of them are resorting to looking for tailings in very designated places where they are going to dig around the water banks in order to get what you and me might be calling sand, but they are looking for tailings. There are some heavy metals that they want from there. Now, this again can lead to a very serious pollution that can act as a source of pollution on the water bodies. And it's one of our issues that we are scaling up in terms of control, in terms of surveillance, to ensure that all stakeholders are compliant.
The Ndola Regional Immigration Office yesterday apprehended 175 suspected illegal immigrants during a clean-up operation conducted with the support of other security wings. The operation targeted Hillcrest, Mitengo, George Kawama, Kansenshi and Dola Hills areas of Ndola. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka said those apprehended included 84 Congolese nationals, 26 individuals whose nationality is yet to be established, 17 refugees of Congolese origin, 11 Zimbabweans, 8 Kenyans, 5 Somalis, 4 Tanzanians, 4 Dutch nationals, 4 Chinese nationals, and 3 Indians, among others. In a statement, Mr. Nshinka said that following screening and verification, 83 individuals were released after producing proof of lawful stay or confirmation of Zambian nationality. Police in Western Province have arrested Moto Mwangala of Mongu District for allegedly stealing and unlawfully selling a community hammer mill valued at 60,000 kwacha. Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga said the hammer mill belonged to the Mbekise Youth Club and was reportedly sold without authority to Njekwa Sininja, 35 of Sishelwa Village in Imyalo in Imalio for 33,000 kwacha. He said the matter was reported by Mikatazo Sikena on behalf of the community and that police have since recovered the hammer mill, which is being held at Nakanya Police Post as an exhibit pending court proceedings. Mr. Hamonga said the officers also seized 23,270 kwacha in cash from the suspect, believed to be part of the proceeds from the sale.
Nakanya Police Force in Adikwanda Constituency of Western Province had apprehended the suspect in connection with a theft case. The suspect identified as Moto Mwangala, age 35, of Luandi area, Chief Kakoko, Chief Molovela of Mongo District, was apprehended following investigations into the alleged theft of an off sale of a hammer mill belonging to the Mbekese Youth Club of Luandi community. It was alleged that the suspect sold the community hammer mill valued at 60,000 kwacha without authority.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Business Regulatory Review Agency has expressed concern that some businesses are not passing on fuel price reductions to consumers, opting instead to hold stock and sell when prices increase. In an interview, BRRA board chairperson Dominic Kapalu said the practice often results in artificial fuel shortages despite government efforts to ensure citizens benefit from lower prices. Mr. Kapalu has added that manufacturers are being encouraged to adjust prices gradually, particularly for essential commodities, to avoid sudden hikes that strain household budgets. He said the agency will continue monitoring the market and engaging businesses to enforce pricing regulations and protect consumers.
What I have noticed in most of these instances is that when there's a reduction, or maybe they drop the quota strengthens, and then maybe even fuel, when there's a reduction in the price of fuel, the suppliers or the people selling, they're so slow to implement those benefits which they are getting from those price reductions. But the moment there's an increase, say the price of fuel goes up, immediately they are up and running selling their stocks, which they got cheaply because the benefit is accruing to them.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced that the UK will send a fleet of warships and fighter jets to the Arctic this year. Starmer told the Munich Security Conference that the £3 billion aircraft carrier will operate alongside the US, Canada and other NATO allies in a powerful show of the commitment to Euro-Atlantic security. He added that the UK needs deeper links with the EU. The BBC has more on other global stories.
US Secretary of State has told the Munich Security Conference that Washington is seeking to revitalize its alliance with European countries. Marco Rubio said the US would always be a child of Europe. But our Europe editor, Katia Adler, in Munich, reports that in Mr. Rubio's speech, there were also clear caveats. President Zelensky has told the Munich summit there isn't a single power plant in Ukraine left undamaged by Russian air attacks. Repeating his call for speedier air defense deliveries, he said there were times missiles would arrive at the very last moment before an attack. He added that unity was the best weapon against Russia. Bangladesh's newly elected prime minister has dedicated his landslide win to those he said had sacrificed for democracy. Tariq Rahman said the country must remain united, and the main challenges ahead included restoring the economy, law and order, and good governance. His centre-right Bangladesh Nationalist Party won an overwhelming election victory with more than two-thirds of seats in parliament. The U.S. Embassy in Colombia has praised the government for resuming the spraying of drug fields with the toxic herbicide glyphosate. It follows a recent meeting between the U.S. and Colombian presidents.